to call the righteous and not sinners. I have come to call sinners and not the righteous, says the Lord. At the end of this gospel passage we have just read, which brought to salvation, as it were, and to the apostleship, the apostle Matthew, who was regarded as a sinner because he was a tax collector, which was one of the lowest positions, according to the Jews at that time. One of the worst, because they would levy far more taxes than was just. And with his call, St. Matthew repented, promised to pay back even more than what justice required. And as a result, saved his soul and became one of the apostles and evangelists. We must take to heart what our Lord says at the end, I have come to call sinners and not the righteous. And look at ourselves very carefully, and where do we stand? At what level are we? Are we of those righteous? Are we of the sinners? Now today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Maria Goretti, whose life was one of heroism in the practice of virtues, and would in fact live those words of our Lord. She brought back to salvation one such sinner, no less than the very one who killed her. She was the oldest of six children to a very poor family from a city in northern Italy, a town in the mountains of northern Italy called Cornaldo. And when her father wanted to make more of a living for the family, improve their conditions, he had heard that he could get work employment from farmers down near Rome. And so he picked up the family and moved down to Rome. Near Rome, actually. The farmer said, well, he found one such farmer in the city of Rome. He said, well, I have a farm just to the south of Rome, in a place called Nettuno, along the Mediterranean Sea there, along the west coast of Italy. You can work down on that farm down there for me. And he put him to work, and they found a small house to live in, a very small house. They lived in the upper floor of that house. I've had the opportunity to visit that house myself personally and see the spot where St. Maria was martyred, and to pray before her remains in a nearby town, the next over town, in the shrine to Our Lady of Grace. In any case, they began work on that farm in Nettuno, but it was not satisfactory to the farmer, so he brought in another who happened to be a widow, was very embittered, and had become a drunkard. It was not easy to work with. In fact, he began taking over. And he brought with him his young 19-year-old son, who was addicted to pornography, no less. And they had to live together in that one little house that only had four rooms. I should say has only four rooms in that upper floor, because it's still there. One can still visit it. In any case, when Maria was now 12 years old, had just received her first communion, Alessandro, the son of Serenelli, now took a fancy to Maria and, of course, sought her in impure ways. But Maria, who was very simple yet very, very devout and very, very prayerful, sought in every way to resist her. By now she'd also lost her father. So of course their life was very, very difficult. She was left with her mother to help take care of their own family as they minded the farm and, as I said, lived a very difficult life. In any case, now here she was being accosted by Alessandro in impure ways, and she continually resisted, not only to protect her own virginity, her own purity, which she did, but also Because she knew and understood if Alessandro would keep approaching her that way, he would lose his soul as well. And when finally, in the heat of the summer, on the July day, it was actually July 4th when he stabbed her. She lingered 2 days after her stabbing. Right after the main meal, which, if you understand European customs, they eat in the middle of the day. It was still the heat of the summer. The rest of the family had gone out to work in the farm. And Alessandro was left, well, he said, I'll come out a little bit later. He went off to his room to rest a little. Maria was left to tend to the youngest child, Teresa, who was sleeping in a basket outside. She was no more than 2 years old. She was just a young baby. Was sleeping in a basket outside there's only one door to the house there on the top of the stairway. But when the baby woke up, Maria went to tend to the baby. Alessandro came out and attacked her. Stabbed her at least 14 times with an ice pick. But Maria was crying out. She didn't cry out for her own protection. She was crying out, stop, you will go to hell. She was even more interested in Alessandro's soul. She, of course, resisted in every way so that she would not sully her purity. But she was even more interested in Alessandro's soul. And when she was asked, as she lingered in bed in the hospital, after Alessandro, of course, had been arrested, was now in prison, she was asked, do you forgive your murderer? And she said, yes, I forgive him. I want him to be happy with me in heaven. That was what was on her mind. That happiness, not only for herself, which evidently she understood she had already won, but his happiness in heaven as well. And it seems she made sure of it. It is said she appeared to him while he was in prison, still hardened in his mind, still denying everything. She appeared to him and presented him with white lilies, pure white lilies. That is, she appeared to him in a dream and presented him with these lilies. And he was converted, confessed everything, and not long after was released on good behavior and lived the life of a recluse and a penitent for the rest of his life. Not only that, but his mother would also respond, her mother rather, when he went to her. Was one of the first things he did. He went straight away to her mother and asked her, would she forgive him? And she immediately forgave him. How can I not forgive you if my own daughter forgave you? And she embraced him as if she were his own mother. In any case, he lived the life of a penitent from there on as an oblate to the Capuchins and a recluse, and led a very penitential life for the rest of his life. And thus he too saved his soul. But there is the heroism that we so much need today in a world that's filled with so many sins, so much evil, so much lust, sensuality, and the whole lot of it. How much we need that kind of heroism, how much our youth need the example that the Church gives us today in St. Maria Goretti. That heroism in living the virtues, the holy life, in spite of all the difficulties, never wavering, never complaining, even to the point of giving her life, shedding her blood, in order to maintain her purity, and over and above that, to save the soul of her aggressor. And to be willing, not only willing to forgive him, but seek his happiness in heaven, and not only her own. That is the kind of heroism that we really need today, starting with ourselves, that we may become among those righteous who are called by the Lord to the happiness of paradise, and not save only our own souls by the ferocity of our own practice of the virtues, but the souls of all others, that all of us can be happy together in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.